explain what we're about to do. By now, we all have a rough idea of how to look after our bodies and minds. We know that eating a balanced diet, doing a bit of exercise, and remembering that cigarettes look cool in films but suck for our lungs will help our bodies out. We know that having decent relationships with others, doing things we love, and refraining from binging social media will give us a healthier mind. But what about the other bit? The, what do you want to call it bit? The soul? Spirit? Awareness? Energy? I don't mind what you call it, as I'm not sure what name to pin on it myself, but I know it's there. I personally believe, wait, sod it, I want to be pretty definite about this. I know that I am not just a body and a mind. There is some other inexplicable part of me, which I think gets forgotten about far too regularly. The part of me that feels a deep, instant connection with certain strangers I've met over the years. The part of me that is pure intuition and knows the answer, even though I'm tempted to Google the question. The part of me that felt and saw a celestial rainbow of colours during childbirth. The part of me that has felt pure bliss when tripping out looking at the sky. The part of me that could burst into a million tiny pieces when hearing a song that just gets me. How am I looking after that part of me? We'll get to that later as we'll romp through this complex, deep, and hopefully nurturing journey together. As well as nurturing that part of ourselves that gets massively overshadowed by our bodies and minds, I want to explore the concept of everything else outside of us too. Again, call it what you like. God, a higher power, the universe, and how we connect and perhaps even communicate with it. Not to complicate matters too much early on, but this exterior energy, or higher power, is recognised by many spiritual leaders as something that is within us, not outside of us, as we may believe. But again, we'll get to all of that later down the line. Reconnecting with life. I believe that we need to look at this part of ourselves and find new ways to expand our thinking now more than ever before. En masse, we've never been in more trouble, and we know it. We can't always pinpoint why, but the jittery feeling of discontentment is never far away. There probably hasn't been a time in history where we have been so stressed, anxious, depressed, confused, and at times disheartened. We are more technologically advanced than ever before, can video call someone on the other side of the planet, order shoes that arrive on the same day, send satellites into space to help us navigate our route to work, and have modern medicine to help us in physical crises. Yet we're usually dissatisfied and feel we are lacking. We have more than any other generation, yet that feeling of lacking is growing by the minute. I think all of these uncomfortable feelings are rooted in our total subliminal disconnect. It's something I've talked to my dear friend Sarah Wilson, activist, writer, and all-round amazing egg, about at length. We are all in disconnect. We know we are abusing our planet. We know we aren't always genuinely connecting with other humans heart to heart. We know we are driven more by fear and less by love, and are floundering around wondering why we feel so off-centre. We cannot fix this feeling with a new workout, by changing our diets, or with mindfulness alone. Something much bigger, more expansive, and more powerful is needed. Connection. Connection isn't calling up our mate once a week to check in, lovely as that is. True connection is remembering we are all one. Not just as individual humans, which we seemingly forget on a daily basis with our road rage, divisive attitudes, and war, but also with nature. There is no separation or distinction. That might not ring true to you immediately, but it is something I'm going to explore in this book as we work out how to nurture our souls and get back to total connection. The hugeness of life. The title of this book, Bigger Than Us, is supposed to be relieving, an en masse collective phew that maybe there is something larger at play. This is not to diminish the human experience, my life or yours. It's simply a way of thinking that allows us to take the heat out of the small annoyances and problems in life so we can remember how huge all of this is. If we remember that we are on a ball, spinning in space, and the only ball we know of with life on it, with our own sun and moon and other planets.